You're welcome back to Morning Ireland. Now, efforts are underway in 9 towns and cities across the country to encourage a late-night cafe culture. The pilot initiative, called Cafe Lates, aims to diversify nightlife by expanding evening options. Our Midlands correspondent, Sinead Hussey, has been to Longford Town, one of the locations where the initiative is being piloted.
It's Thursday evening and Athena Art Gallery and Cafe in Longford Town is buzzing. The tables are packed and local musician Aisling O'Reilly is entertaining the crowd. The cafe is usually closed at this time, but as part of this pilot initiative, it's been awarded a grant to run the event in an attempt to boost Longford's after-hours offering. Anna Peters is the owner of Athena.
Since we opened Athena in 2023, we've done a lot of exhibitions, paint and sips and different events, cultural things. So when the Cafe Lates came available, we decided to apply for it, and it was a great trial run in order to be able to see if something like that would work for us, and it seems to be going really well at the moment, so it's great.
The first evening took place last month and was a huge success.
It was really, really busy. We actually didn't have enough seating for everyone at the time. And it was brilliant. So we had like table bookings this time for it and everything. So we're really, really happy. People are not drinking quite as much. And I find that, coffee is the main thing going on at the moment. So yeah, evenings, and especially in Longford, it's hard to find things to do all the time. So trying to, you know, create some more things around the town is just brilliant to be involved in.
The day is long for seeking. A stir and
at another cafe nearby, Dessert Mania, Longford Writers Group are entertaining a crowd with their poetry and stories. Among the group, Shelley Corcoran, a local photographer and author.
We were asked as the Longford Writers Group to be part of Cafe Lates, and it's just about getting people into the town and showing everybody what the town has to offer. It's great to have that kind of cultural element. We do poetry, writing, and of course then in the other cafes there's music. So it's just fantastic to bring people in, let them hear us as a group, what we have to offer, and just something a little bit different on a Thursday evening. Like, why not come on in, you know, sit around, chat, meet your friends and enjoy this entertainment that Cafe Lates have to offer.
The Cafe Lates initiative directly addresses feedback received during public consultation, and Longford is one of 9 towns and cities nationwide where it's being piloted, the others being Dublin, Cork, Limerick, Galway, Kilkenny, Drogheda, Sligo and Buncrana. Karen Riley is the designated nighttime economy advisor in Longford.
We have some fabulous cafes here in Longford, so there was really good engagement with the project. Its aim is to invite people into Longford after 6 o'clock to enjoy different events, whether it be music, spoken word, DJ sets, and to bring a bit of vibrancy into town, because it gets very quiet at 6 o'clock. So this offers something away from a traditional pub setting, away from the usual Friday and Saturday evening, just to a weekday, so you can bring your family, just come in, meet up with a friend, have a cup of coffee and listen to some nice music, some spoken word, DJ, whatever it is you fancy. So there's lots going on in Longford tonight.
The initiative is a pilot, but locals Melanie Rattigan and Georgina Howrican are hoping it will continue.
It's something really lovely to come in the evenings after work and to be able to bring young people as well. So it's not a pub environment, it's a nice cafe, relaxed environment.
It's a lovely initiative, and the girl who's playing here tonight is a teacher in the local school. So the girls are super excited to come down and see the teacher. And obviously it's a lovely atmosphere at the cafe. It's stunning. It's just a lovely initiative. Yeah, just more of this kind of thing would help promote Longford, I think.
That was Georgina Hurricane there, ending that report from our Midlands correspondent, Sinead Hussey. It's just coming up to 9:05.